Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum Executive Director Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, June 27, 2016, Moore Success Team Legal Shield conference call. Well, month end is here once again. The last day of the month is this Thursday, June 30th, so we're encouraging you to close out the month very, very strong. I also want to remind everyone that next Monday night, July the 4th, we'll be having our regular scheduled Moore Success Team conference call, even though it is a holiday. $250,000 ring earner, Millionaire Club member Mr. Chris Hughes will be our special guest speaker. Oklahoma is fast approaching. If you haven't yet registered for a Moore Success Team breakout session, go to MooreSuccessTeam.com. It will be Sunday, July 17th at the Sheraton Hotel in the Plaza Ballroom. You simply don't want to miss out on our breakout session. It will absolutely be one of the highlights of this year's convention. Now, to begin tonight's call, I'm going to go to San Marcos, Texas, and to Silver Executive Director, Ms. Martha Doss, who has a couple of associates that she wants to edify tonight. Ms. Doss, are you on?
Yes, I'm on.
You are about to join. We just joined in. We are about to merge in with the Moore Success Team line right now.
We are here.
I guess we've got some people talking. I apologize.
All right, awesome. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Go right ahead.
All right, fantastic. Mr. Moore, Wesley and I, we are just really, excited about the amazing things God is doing in our lives, in our business. Wesley and I truly believe in putting God first in our business and humble ourselves upon the Lord, and we just know God will open up opportunities. Just as God, made it possible for us to meet these amazing, powerful women that I would like to recognize tonight. Just last Monday, we met Ms. Sherry Rosen. That is such an inspiration to Wesley and I. And unfortunately, she wasn't able to be on the call tonight. I know you had the privilege to speak to her, Mr. Moore, last week, and you can see why we're so excited about her joining our team. But, Ms. Sherry has really shown us that everything is possible in this business. She got started on Wednesday morning and Fast Start qualified in less than 3 hours with 4 memberships and 1 recruit. And mind you, these were not, members that were bought through leads. And I think that's so exciting that she did it by reaching out to her warm market and stepped out of her comfort zone. And we're so blessed to have Ms. Rosen on our team. And we just look forward to seeing her legal show business explode. This next amazing, powerful, brilliant, ambitious woman is just a godsend to me. Meeting Judy has just been, gift sent from heaven above. She is an example of what, true friendship is supposed to look like. Because of this business, I gained a best friend, one who I can call when I'm happy or I'm sad, and I know she'll always have my back, and that's her favorite words, I got you covered. More importantly, the Legal Shield family is she's a rising superstar, works hard, she never gives up. What I love about Judy is she has a servant heart to help others, to empower families with Legal Shield, and has an amazing positive attitude. Just last week, she opened her first group and enrolled her first small business. At this time, I just want to turn the call over to Judy so she can share her story. Judy, are you on the line?
I am. Can you hear me?
Awesome. We can hear you loud and clear.
Good. Hi, I'm glad and I'm honored to be able to speak to y'all tonight. That I would like to say that my background is 10 years in retail security, so I have a passion for the identity theft part of it. And then I now own my own business for 25 years. So I've worked very hard to get where I'm at, to accomplish what I am. And so I've been an associate for 9 months. I am very passionate about what I do, as Martha says. My friends are my customers. My customers are my clients. My clients are my friends. It makes a round circle when you're doing this. Like Martha said, I did open my first small business. I was very, very excited. I did sign up a small biz and then opened a small group, which threw me into my senior management position. I was counting and counting and counting and counting until I got there. But it gave me something to look forward to. It showed that if you apply the passion that you have in your heart to share what we now have the right to have, then Legal Shield is going to always be there in my heart to share with other people. So I have 2 mottos. One is sharing and caring. And in the state of Texas, we're allowed to pack a gun, so I tell them I'm packing my Legal Shield. I believe in speaking to everyone I come up on, and timing, as was showed this afternoon when a customer came in, approached, the timing was right. timing was right, and she wanted to speak to me about a potential job at home because she was down and out and fixing to lose her house. So she's going to the Thursday night meeting that we have in Gonzales. I can't share enough, but I want to thank Martha for giving me the time to share my story, and I hope it touches someone. Martha?
Awesome. Well, we're certainly excited about your success, and we just cannot wait to see you next level executive director. And, you know, we've talked about it that she will be on the next Performance Club trip. That's what we're shooting for, right?
Right.
All right, Mr. Moore, we'll turn the call back over to you. Thank you so much for having us.
Well, thank you, Martha. We appreciate all the hard work that you and Wesley are putting in to your business, and you're really putting together a very strong team. Congratulations. All right, now to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, I want to go back to Ada, Oklahoma. Of course, he is an original Millionaire Club member. He's a Platinum 4 jacket earner, a $500,000 ring earner, and the Executive Vice President of Legal Shield, and that is my dad, Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore?
Right here, Randy. And say, I want to congratulate Martha and her helpers there. What a great, outstanding job. And Martha and her husband always out there getting with it. So thank you, Martha. Thank you to your team. And thank you to everyone on the call. Randy, it's my honor tonight to talk about this next person because she's been with Legal Shield since May of 2004, and she's starting in the marketing department as a phone consultant, then quickly advanced to senior position for marketing, then to web support. During that time, she worked at registration desk during the Oklahoma and Dallas conventions. She served on the corporate employee committee for 2 years and enjoyed her role as a tour guide. She recently was one of five chosen to work in the business solution department when it was developed 3 years ago until March of this year when she became my administration assistant. You know, Randy, I've had a lot of helpers over the years in 32 years. I've never had a more fisherman, loyal, dedicated Christian person than this lady that's going to be speaking to us tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, I wish to introduce to you my administration assistant, Mr. Pat Pessimoy.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
Well, as Mr. Moore has told you, my name is Pat Petsmoy. Say thank you for having me on the call. I'm very excited. And when I get excited, I talk really, really fast. So I'm going to slow down a little bit. I'll tell you a little bit about myself.
Pat, can you hold on 1 second, please? Pat, can you hear
yes,
me?
Yes.
Are you on a speakerphone yes. by chance? I'm getting a background yes. feedback for some reason.
No, I'm on my
Maybe getting feedback on your mouthpiece or something. I'm not sure. Did I lose you? Mr. Moore, are you there?
I'm right here, Andy. I was waiting.
Okay. Did we get Pat back?
Okay, can you hear me?
That is much better, Pat. Thank you.
Okay, sorry about that. First of all, thank you for having me on the call. Second of all, I'm going to go by my outline that Randy gave me because, like Mr. Moore, I love to talk, and I talk a lot, and I love to sing. And I'm a mother of three adult children who are all married. I have four grandchildren with a baby boy to come at the end of July, in which we're very excited about. And I had married an Osage Creek gentleman named Roger. This November will be 30 years. And I'm not like Mr. Ken Moore. I don't know how many years, days, and minutes, and seconds that I've been married. But as a matter of fact, that's how I came to Ada. My husband's job moved from the Claremore Indian Health Facility to the Ada Indian Health Service, and he is a dental lab specialist. I had to marry outside of my tribe because I came from the small town of Salina, Oklahoma, where we were all Cherokee and kin to one another. Needless to say, I think some of you have I have met at the retreat. You've learned that I am a ventriloquist, and I have a monkey puppet, and we are called Pat and Perry. I've been sharing him since 1999, and one of the highlights of the puppet ministry is when I was invited to Albuquerque. It was my very first time to fly. We ministered to 85 Navajo women at a women's retreat, and I found that to be very rewarding, as life is just too short, and we all need to laugh. And I know that Mr. Moore can vouch to that, as well as Mr. Harold Pinson, because they're always telling jokes. As a matter of fact, Mr. Pinson called with a good joke today. And laughter is good like medicine. I found that the adults, they laugh and enjoy caring more than the children did. But we've had a lot of fun through the years going to the retreats, camps, VSs, and churches to share. I've been speaking since I was 3 years old. Pet?
I'm having a hard time hearing, Randy.
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay, is that better? I'm so sorry. I live in Happy Land.
Okay.
And so it's a ways out of Ada. All right. I did make a record. We were called Charlie's Angels. It was on a small 33 vinyl record, if you remember those. And if you listen to it today, seriously, we sound like chipmunks. Charlie, my uncle, was our manager, and there were four of us girls who sang all over northeast Oklahoma. And when it was our turn to sing, they didn't know what to call us, so that's how we got the name. And until recently, I forgot all about being a radio personality. Mr. Moore and Mr. Alan Isaacs were in the office one day, and I come walking in, and he said, "We've been talking about you." And I thought he was just joking, but they really were, because Alan was telling him that he used to help me on the radio program. It was called Praise Him in the Morning with Pat on Sunday mornings. And he was the supervisor of the business division where I came from. The most important thing that I feel that I've accomplished so far is helping women, young and old, heal and forgive. I've shared my testimony. I've shared my testimony to help encourage those who suffer from sexual abuse and find forgiveness, as I have had in my past when I was younger. And I didn't let my past define my future, as many unfortunately have done. I enjoy drama presentations in which I act out the movements to Christian-based songs. I play the Native American flute and am the lead singer of the Full of Grace Praise Band. It's based on the scripture in 2 Corinthians where he tells us that his grace is sufficient for us. And I am currently the worship leader at my church here in Ada, Oklahoma. What Mr. Moore and I have in common, besides the love of Amish butter, is that we not only love God, but we love people, and we enjoy serving and helping them. Now, I'll tell you a little bit about my heritage. I am a full-blood Native American Cherokee Indian, and I'm very proud of that fact. And as a matter of fact, Mr. Moore tells me that's what landed this current position that I'm in. I'm in the process of teaching Mr. Ken Moore some Cherokee words, and that has certainly been the most difficult of this job. But all kidding aside, I want you to know that I have used my Legal Shield membership for the trivial to the traumatic, as they say. My younger son worked his junior year in high school and saved money to purchase his first car, a Lexus. And although used, it was new to him, and he was very excited. However, the car was missing the hood and the trunk struts, but the dealer promised to send them to us in a week. And you guessed it. I called Riggs Abney, and they sent a letter to the dealer and gave them 10 days to either send us the struts or send us a check in the amount of the for the amount. And that's how I use my Legal Shield for the trivial. But for the traumatic, it involved my oldest son. Unfortunately, he was involved in a car accident that involved alcohol and took the life of one of his passengers. He was charged with first-degree manslaughter. Again, we called our law firm, Riggs Abney, and this nice gentleman named Gary Wood took our case. It was like meeting an old high school friend. He made us feel like family, and he showed us that he truly did care about our situation. And due to the extenuating circumstances in the car at the time of the accident, Mr. Wood went to work for us with the judge, and he was able to get my son a lesser sentence of 8 years. And my son only had to serve 2 years in prison. Now, during this time, it was very difficult for me as we visited him in prison. But, you know, God knows exactly what we need. And it was during this time when I was asked to join the Native Praise Choir, which consists of 54 members. We represent 23 churches and 17 Native American tribes. And I have been able to sing and travel with the choir, and my broken heart began to heal. While my son, in fact, the first song heart, in which the beginning is slow and sad to represent the mother who lost her son, and the end of the song is very fast and joyful to represent my heart, the mother whose son was saved. But he is now off probation, he's married, he's bought a home, and expecting his second child, which will be his first son in July. And about the Native Praise Choir, we did take a tour, which we went through 7 states and a CLA.
I've lost her, Randy.
I think we have lost Pat. I don't know if she's on her cell phone or what.
I don't know either, Randy. Apologize for that. I don't know what the deal is that, but we
Hello?
Do know one thing. That,
Pat, I'm sorry we lost you for a minute. I don't know if you're on your cell or what, but I can hear
I
you now.
I am. Yeah,
I can hear you now.
Okay, our last stop was to sing at the Grand Ole Opry during this 11-day book tour, and we wear our traditional Native dresses, and we sing in 3 languages, Cherokee, Creek, Seminole, and Choctaw, Chickasaw. Now, I want to let you know that we did announce that Legal Shield, that we were going to sing at the convention, and I have seen the agenda, and I tell you, it is packed. So I don't really know if we're going to be able to sing or not, but we will be at the breakout session this Sunday morning. My background in Legal Shield, Beth, who encouraged me to apply, I've been with Legal Shield for a little over 10 years. Starting out in the marketing department, as Mr. Moore said, on the phone lines, and I helped answer all the questions regarding how to fill out an application, to what's my PIN number, to see if a membership has been processed, to forcing out your commissions. At one point, I had a team of 6 young men, and they taught me one thing, and that was how to properly shoot a rubber band from your finger. And that is a true story. But after 5 years, I was needed in the web support area and became a senior consultant there. And I miss the days when Mr. and Mrs. Stonecipher would walk the hallways and eat almost daily in the Eagle View restaurant that we have there. Even as I was fairly new, I said hello to him, and not knowing if he remembered, I told him my name. And he said, "I know who you are." That's just how he was, and he always made you feel that you were important. And I love that about him. 3 years ago, I was one of the 5 chosen to move to the brand-new small business department that was developed here. And while there, my only focus was on the small business arena. I answered the small business questions for the associates and members, and it was there that I was on the field leader line, the trainer support line, as well as the special forces line until March 15th. When I became Mr. Moore's administrative assistant. And presently, I work for Mr. Moore 8 to 12, starting today, and 3 to 5. So I am there, and you'll need to take my number so you can call me at any time. And I am sure that Ms. Linda Garten, Mr. David Peterman, Charles Teal, just to name a few, can vouch that I will say that I will go above and beyond to help you, the Moore Success team, with anything that you need help with. You just give me a call. And the last thing on my list is, how can I use my experience to help the Moore Success team? As you can see, I'm aware and I have some knowledge of the many areas of Legal Shield. I'm a group and small business certified as well. And as a matter of fact, I attended Marilyn Thompson's last group class she taught here at the corporate office. But I welcome your phone calls to help you, your new recruits, get started in getting all their information needed to set up their back office and hub site. Or if you need help with your back office, feel free to call me if I can help you in any way. And the phone number is 580-436-7476. And it has been a wonderful to be a part of the Moore Success team, and I enjoyed meeting some of you at the retreat. And I'm very blessed to work under great leadership as Mr. Moore, Randy, Jeremy, and Stephanie. And like I said, I hope to see you in Oklahoma at the convention. And when Randy asked me what I can do to help, I made a top 10 list. So this is Pat's top 10 for success. So here you go, if you've got a pen and a paper down. Number 10, know where the Express Download Center is. So as soon as you get off this call, check it out. That's all the information you need is under the Express Download Center in your back office under the Tools tab. Number 9, when you call Associate Services and you haven't quite memorized your associate number yet, just say representative to get a live person. I bet you didn't know that, did you? And number 8, as soon as you process as an associate or a member, please go to online.legalshield to set up your back office. It's no charge to you, and you will need your associate number and your PIN number to create a login and a password. That will help you get started. Number 7, if you want to get paid as soon as you send in your membership applications, make sure to set up your direct deposit. Under the Tools tab on Docs on Demand, type in the number 22983 and fill out the direct deposit activation form and send it in. Otherwise, you will be paid by a check in the mail. Number 6, please sign the application with your name and associate number. Believe it or not, we have seen applications come in and they didn't sign their name or their associate number to the app. Number 5, make sure the application is filled out properly with all the pertinent information and important information. And I'm happy to say that Mr. Teal is like Santa Claus. He always checks his twice before turning in his application. Number 4, for a business application or business plan, small business 10, 50, or 100, if the business owner does not have a tax ID number, yes, you may use their name and their social till they receive one. They may email or fax in the legal document showing their tax ID and business name later if they need to. Number 3, for your information. Unfortunately, we do not have any personal or business plans for nonprofit organizations. And the company gives us some reasons to tell you the associate. If you want to call me, I'll give you those reasons. Number 2, please write clearly and legibly on the applications. If you make a mistake, do not white it out. Put one line through it and both parties initial. Better yet, fill out a new application altogether. They're not very much. And the number 1 tip that Pat Petsamoy is going to give you to be successful on the More Success team is read your success guide. It's very important. It'll tell you the do's and the don'ts of the business. It'll have all the information you need on how to be successful in your Legal Shield business. And I want to thank you again for letting me be on the call. And again, I'm blessed to work for great leadership as Mr. Moore, at Randy, Jeremy, and Stephanie. And I look forward to seeing you at Oklahoma. And I'll turn the call over now.
Randy?
Yes, sir.
Go right ahead.
Pat, thank you so much for being our special guest speaker. I just want everyone to know just how impressive you've been to me just being there at the home office. Anytime we need anything, we can call you, and you know who to go to and who to ask, and that's very, very valuable with the organization that we have. So you being able to tell everyone that it's all right for them to call you and work directly with you, that makes it very, very nice. But anyway, I thank you so much for being our special guest speaker. It was great hearing you sing and everything at our retreat. We look forward to see and hear your team there at our breakout session at Oklahoma. That's just a couple of weeks away now, so it's coming up really quick. And you'll be able to meet a lot more of the team at our convention, a lot of people that you weren't able to meet, at our retreat. So we're looking forward to that. But we may have just a couple of people here that may have a question or comment for you. Would that be okay?
Sure.
All right, well, let's just go to the state of Arizona and Millionaire Club member Miss Linda Bowden. Linda's been on our team now for 26, 7 years, I guess it is. Linda, are you on?
How about 29?
It'll be 29.
Oh, next week.
Yep. Pat, you are so fabulous, and I am truly fascinated with the idea of Pat and Perry. We need to meet Perry.
I almost decided to do him on the call.
Oh my goodness! You need to bring Perry and
I'll bring him.
Okay. Well, we just thank you so much for being on the team, and I know probably the toughest job you've ever had in your entire life has been to keep Mr. Kenmore in line.
Thanks, Linda.
It's not hard at all.
I do appreciate the words that you're teaching them. It's truly been fun, and just everybody that's on the call that haven't met you yet, you're truly a treat.
I'm really enjoying it. I really, really enjoy it, and blessed to be in this position. I really am.
Oh, that's great. Well, thank you so much for everything that you do for all of us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right, Linda. Thank you very much. Let's go to Stillwater, Oklahoma, and another Millionaire Club member, Mr. David Peterman. David, have you got a question or comment for Pat tonight?
Well, Mr. Moore, Pat, we certainly appreciate it tonight. And Gene and I can absolutely vouch for you going over and above and certainly beyond what's called for at times to help people and do that. Love your testimony. And I tell you, I've heard a lot about what you've done, but I'm amazed. Certainly appreciative, and I know Mr. Moore is and the Moore family, but as part of the Moore Success team, we very much appreciate you being there and are looking forward to spending more time and taking advantage of your help as well. So we're proud of you and appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that. I appreciate it.
Thank you, David. Appreciate that. And with that, Ms. Pat, we're going to go ahead and turn it back over to Mr. Moore, but I want to tell you how much I appreciate you. Thank you for being our special guest speaker, sort of introducing yourself to our team tonight. I think that's very, very important so they can understand who they're talking with. So, again, thanks for all that you do for me and for the team, and I'll turn it over to Mr. Moore.
Thank you, Randy. But, you know, Randy, like I said, it's very important that people really get to know who Pat is because we're trying to step her lane. And Pat is now every new recruit. She didn't say, but every new recruit on our team now gets a letter from us. And but between Pat and myself, they're also going to receive a call from my office. Each new recruit will receive a letter and a call, welcome to the team and letting them know we're there if they need help. One thing Pat didn't say, I thought she might say, is at the retreat when they sang, we're also going to have, for you folks that don't know what it is, I'll let her explain, a fancy dancer. They're a real Native American. We're in Oklahoma. We want people that's never been to Oklahoma or has been and don't know what Native American is all about. We want them to know. Pat, explain to them about the dancer.
Yes, I have a good friend who is a young minister. His name is Jay Mule. He's going to have a full headdress on and do a fancy dance and a hoop dance for us, and he's going to have two friends come along with him. So you're going to be able to see three Native Americans with full regalia on, and I think that's going to be a sight to see.
I thought that everybody would have been enjoying it. And, Pat, I appreciate you. We thank you so much for being on the call tonight. And I'll see you in the morning.
All right. Bright and early.
Pat's been helping me, but as starting, I guess, tomorrow or whenever, she'll be helping more than she's ever helped for more hours each week because we do want, Pat and I want to serve you, our team, to help you get to the very heights that you can be and be as successful as you can. Because we praise God, we praise you, and we thank you. And, Randy, if you have nothing else to say, I think I'll close the call.
Go right ahead, sir.
You know what, folks? America's in shape today. The elections are coming up. So here's what I want you to do about the election. You pray about it. You vote your conscience. You vote Democrat or Republican. That's your business. But let's get out there and vote. Let's keep America strong. Keep putting God first and our family second and Legal Shield third. And we appreciate you, and God bless you, and good night.
Good night, everyone.